Tim Hale joining me in studio. Tim is the chairman of the board for the LCSD2 Education Foundation, among many things. But today, the foundation is the topic of discussion. Tim, good morning. How are you today?
I'm good, Duke. How are you doing today?
Hey, doing well. Appreciate you coming in today. Trying to get the foundation on a regular basis every 3 months or so. And, you know, as we near graduation, what, seven-ish weeks away from graduation for the class of 2025, that means you're trying to finalize all those scholarship donations, right?
Yeah. We've had a really successful year as we've reached out to the community. This community is so incredible. Just their support from individuals, from local businesses who have rallied and always pitched in year after year. We've been doing this for something like, I think it's been over 20 years that we've been running the scholarship effort, not with my involvement, but all that time. But since then, it's continued to grow. We've continued to see great support. So it's been another wonderful year. We're down a little bit from last year, but by and large, we've really seen some great success with it this year. So now we're in the midst of students have been applying. So scholarships have shown up. Students have been applying over this last month or so. And so now we're going to be wrapping things up as we, as a foundation, review applications and make decisions of who's going to be awarded scholarships. And we look toward that scholarship ceremony at the different schools later on in May.
Of course, a little early to announce the total, but it's always, even though you might be down a little bit, like you say, it's always such an impressive number of what the community is donating every year.
Year after year, it's well north of $100,000, and you know, 99% of those dollars come from right here in this community, within the LCSD2 footprint. So it's just remarkable. We're so just grateful to what the community does, how they step up. I grew up in like cities and suburbs, and so when you move to a more rural community, you just kind of assume that things are just kind of going to be plodding along, and that they're that resources are going to be limited and all that sort of thing. But my perspective on that in the almost 10 years that I've lived here in Star Valley has completely changed, and my involvement in the Education Foundation has been a big part of that mind shift that I've had, where I've been able to see just incredible people step up and donate and contribute their time and efforts and ideas to things like this. And what a better way, no better way, I believe, to exert our effort than in serving, the K-12 kids in this area.
You know, and it's a great program because you can send it to graduates going into a specific industry. And so, if you're a business like ours, we usually support someone that wants to do some sort of broadcast or journalism or something. But, I mean, you have Simplot and the medical center and mechanics. Yeah. I mean, you can really, or you can just do a general, hey, just give it to somebody who needs it, right?
You bet.
So that's the great thing about it.
There's all sorts of ways to be flexible there, and we're open to that as a foundation. So we've wrapped up our scholarship season this year, but of course we'll be doing that again next year. So for those listening, if you have a particular effort or initiative or thing that you'd like to say, we want this type of student applying for this type of scholarship or with this focus, of their future education or pursuits, we're totally open to that. Reach out to us.
Chairman of the board for the LCSD2 Education Foundation, Tim Hale, in studio this morning on the weekday wake up. Another thing that the foundation is working on right now, it sounds like preschool efforts in the community. Tell us what this is.
Yeah, this is pretty early, but just to back up, our goal as a foundation is to work hand in hand with the school district. The school district has all their different resources and personnel and things like that that they need to channel toward their efforts. But there's always things sort of that would really be beneficial to them that they may not have the time and resources to commit to those. So our job as a foundation is to connect with the school district to understand what those limitations are. And then we bring in this community effort, right? Where we've connected to donors and we have other community partnerships that can help to facilitate and make happen the school district's goals. So this is something that in our talks with Superintendent Erickson and others has come up as a concern, where there's been some worry about kindergarten readiness in this community. And a lot of that, we suspect, has to do with who is in preschool and who is not and why. So we've started working with the school district, and not just Superintendent Erickson, but Emily Isaacson and others, to get our arms around what exactly is the problem. And the school districts already, they already do some work to help understand that each year. But then we work with them to say, and not just the school district, but we work with, you know, private preschools in the community to put our heads together and figure out what is the restriction? Is it cost, you know, of attending? Is it transportation? Is it something else that is working against getting kids into preschool? Because the data is so abundantly clear on this point that if kids will have some sort of an educational experience, usually via preschool, before they enter kindergarten, they're so much more ready, and those kids do so much better as they go throughout the rest of their K-12 education.
So as you continue through this process, just to clarify, it's not the quality of preschools, because we have some amazing preschools here, right?
Yeah.
That are doing some incredible things. It's just the attendance is what you're focusing on.
That's right.
Yes.
Thank you. I want to make it abundantly clear. My kids have gone through private preschools here in this community, and their teachers have been fantastic. So those do exist, and we're so grateful that they do. But we've seen some transitions where some have stopped teaching and others have started. So there's some, just a little bit of organization that we want to figure out there. And then on top of that, we are concerned that those numbers, overall participation of those kids, you know, ages 3 and 4 and 5, may not be as high as it should be, so that those kids are as ready for kindergarten as they can be.
So where do you feel that the foundation is at in this process, and what do you think some of the next steps are?
Yeah, it's pretty early. So like I said, we're going to be working with the school district to find out some of the numbers and some of the research that they do. They do some polling across the community. We want to work a little more closely with private preschool teachers, figure out what the gaps are that they're seeing. There was an interesting thing that the I can't remember. I believe it was through the state of Wyoming, but there was a big grant program for kind of upstarting preschool costs. It was something up to $10,000, and people jumped all over it. So we know that there's a kind of some budget shortfall for private preschool teachers that may be now available. And so anyway, we want to just see, not obviously not like insert ourselves into this and corral everything, but teaming up with the school district and private preschools, be a partner. And
almost like
about,
a facilitator. Then,
yeah,
right?
Exactly. And it's like, here's an example. This is not what we're doing exactly, but it's an idea. If we find out that cost is a factor, well, then maybe we can put together scholarships for preschool kids to be able to attend. And we can get those scholarships through private donors. We have donors who would be more than happy to donate funds to us if it meant that we get those dollars to kids so that they can attend preschool and get on a better track. Or maybe it's a transportation issue, right? With two working parents, and they just can't get their kids to preschool because they're with the babysitter. Well, maybe we can coordinate something like that. So again, it's still early. We're still trying to figure out what the root of the problem is. But once we kind of, in teaming up with private preschools and the school district, once we start figuring those things out, we'd love to find some opportunities to help with that, because it is a concern in this community.
Absolutely. I'm sure that at some point parents would love to become involved, parents of young children.
Yeah.
And I assume you'll be reaching out for that kind of feedback from the parents directly, right?
Absolutely. In fact, this is a nice segue, Duke, into the last talking point I lobbed to you. We are always a growing board. We're always looking for people to serve on the foundation. And this would be like such a crucial piece, I think, to find one or two moms that are in this situation who would have a willingness to serve on our board, because that's going to bring directly to our meeting every month that perspective and here's what our family's going through. And so we just want to extend an open invitation that anybody that may be hearing this, as we talk through some of these different things that we're pursuing, if you'd like to be involved in the foundation, we would love to have you involved. Something that's important, I think, to remember, there's all sorts of boards here, and they're amazing, and within this community, all the different nonprofits. Something that we try really hard at the foundation to do is to not make board members be the ones that have to do all the work. We have a really fantastic director at the foundation, Kim Dockstetter. She does incredible work, and she's the day-to-day, she's the boots on the ground. The board is really gathering each month to talk through ideas, And then we distribute the lion's share of that work to Kim and to others to get done. So anyway, we would love to find other opportunities for those to get involved in our board.
Absolutely. And just reach out to you directly, or maybe Kim to get involved.
Either one of us. You can call me directly. My personal number is 208-569-1643. You can find our contact information just by searching LCSD2 Education Foundation online. Or if you happen to know Kim Dockstetter, you can absolutely reach out to her as well.
Absolutely. Tim Hill, Chairman of the Board for the LCSD2 Education Foundation. Appreciate the update, Tim. Anything we missed?
I think that's all. Thanks, Duke.
It's all part of the Weekday Wake Up this morning on SVI Radio.